This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early summer. I have recently paid attention to the fact that my solitude is always an accompanied solitude. Last year, I took part in several group walking meditation sessions in the woods. During these walks, I found that I was flooded with images from the season, also with associated images of people I once knew, and events evoked by the trees and plants. And I realized that the group experience only compounded another type of experience, that of being accompanied by other inhabitants of the landscape of my mind. Rarely, in fact, do I walk alone. I find that that is especially true as I navigate the house and garden where I lived with my wife for many decades. As I watch myself watching, I keep coming back to the idea that place is only partially a matter of geography. It is also a matter of imagination. And I feel that the fusion of inner and outer landscape creates a powerful web. A web of sensory impressions, recollection, reminiscence, association, emotion, and rumination of and about people, habitats, and events. Now, all of those images offer challenges to meditation, but not to rumination. Instead of allowing the images to pass through my consciousness, instead of finding a safe, empty, meditative space, I pay attention to my imaginary companions now, and I find them everywhere, sometimes guiding me, sometimes talking to me, sometimes reminding me or keeping me company, sometimes coming into bright relief, and sometimes lying vague and ghostly at the back of my mind, peopling the landscape with story. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early summer. In the meantime, think about your inner and your outer landscape and the people who inhabit both of them.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.